Talking now with Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett, winners of the CAL in a big matchup last night over Linfield. And, Coach, good morning. How's it feel the morning after?
Oh, I feel great. You know, it's just, you know, we've been on the other side of these things before, and this seems like it's more comfortable to be on this side. And it was just great to see the kids come together, play the game the right way, and obviously, you know, execute from the, hopefully the beginning to the end. So.
You know,
great feeling.
When I saw the stats last night, you know, you sent the scoring table in. Didn't tell the whole story of the game, obviously. You don't have time to do that. It's not your job. But I'm reading Phil Stacey's account this morning, and I remember we were talking about the line and how some linemen don't get enough love. But it looks like those are the guys who absolutely led the way for you last night.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's really both sides of the ball, too. I mean, we've given up, you know, since the opening week, 7 points a game on defense. You know, too. So, I mean, obviously our offense is controlling the clock and doing stuff like that, but those guys also got to stop the other team. They get the ball, too, just as much. So, you know, definitely the offensive line, not taking any credit from them, but that also that defensive line. When you can start to hit a pass rush with three guys coming, you're usually going to be a little bit stronger in the secondary with that extra guy, and it's just a huge advantage with those guys working their butt off up front. And Tony Perro, Alex Yanakakis, Nikhil Walker, and Elijah Day was in the mix, and a couple other guys, I hope I'm not missing anyone. Oh, Jack Wild got in there a little bit, too, who's also on the offensive line. So, yeah, definitely give those guys some love, too. So,
well, I'm gonna link the story to our post so everybody can look at it. Phil's got all the names up there. I think every kid on your team has been named. An exciting win for a lot of reasons, but most especially, Coach, you have a bunch of seniors, and also installing a semi, if not completely new offense. And you talk about ball control, so tell me a little bit about how that developed last night.
Yeah, I think you know, just each team has their way of going about it, of you know, based on their personnel, and ours is, you know, based upon running the ball first to set up the pass, and you know, we wanted to basically eliminate the big plays and. By getting up in a game early, and every coach has the same mentality, getting up in a way, you take away certain plays the other offense has, and makes them more one-dimensional, which allows you to play better defense, and it becomes complementary. So, yeah, I mean, we're really not trying to, we're trying to score in every play, but if we don't, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And we just feel like we can, you know, establish our game and make people play our way if we do it right, and just like the other teams try doing the same thing, and that's our goal.
Well, on the other side of the coin, as you mentioned, your defense had to match up well against Linfield because they've got some, first of all, a great quarterback, a good line, mm-hmm. and some outstanding receivers. And in high school football, you don't always get more than one defensive back who can cover if you got three receivers on the other side. So you've got some really good guys back there.
Yeah, no, and I really liked what we did, too, where we never left anyone one-on-one because that matchup wasn't who we were. You know, and if it was, then we'd be running probably, you know, we'd spread it out a little more ourselves. So just think of that. Our talents are in different areas, and a lot of the things we did on that defensive side was to kind of create two-on-ones and never leave a one-on-one. You know, at least there's a high-low or something like that, and I think that's what helped us a little bit.
Well, finally, Coach, what's left? I mean, this was a huge challenge for you, and how many more games do you have to go?
Yeah, we got two games left against Manchester Essex and Hamilton Wenham down the stretch, and there's still a lot of things we got to clean up too. And you know, each game we're going to play, it's going to be, you know, a battle from beginning to end, and it's kind of neat because we're all kind of connected, you know, with these last two teams. So you know, let's take the records, throw them out the window. I mean, as great as it is, you got to move on, and you know, we could easily lose these last two, or you know, we got to make sure we come ready to play.
Well, absolutely, and I see that Yanakakis is quoted as saying no one wants Ipswich to win. I don't think that's entirely true, but I know it was a very solid victory, Coach. So anything else you want to mention about your kids?
Yeah, no, it was a great win. I credit to them and you know, their parents, and there's that's well beyond me as far as their parents, their administrators, and everybody else kind of moving this whole program in the right direction. And like we said, we got here 5 years ago or 6 years ago. You know, we got smoked by some teams like Linfield, and our goal was to be competitive with them in the future. And I think we're getting to that point, and I think that's a credit to a lot of people well beyond me, from assistant coaches to parents to administration. And I just credit them to, you know, allow us to get to this point. And obviously the kids are playing the game the right way, and they're executing with what we say. So
Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.